T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And one of the things that really jumped out to me, you know, we have heard 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet for social distancing. In your opinion, is 6 feet not near enough for what we should be doing right now?
It depends. So let me give you what it depends on. Indoor air is different. Day to day, sometimes it can be the same for 2 days in a row. You have to know your indoor air, because if you're in a commercial building, by law, the commercial building exchanges the outside air with the indoor air. Now, we warm it up or we cool it down depending on what the outside air temperature is, but we never, about 99% of all commercial buildings, never touch the humidity. So dry air, and this is really a startling fact to me about 7 or 8 years ago. Dry air will make virus spread. Moist air will take virus to that 6 foot level, 3 foot level, and all the droplets will fall to the ground. There's a whole bunch of things in this ecosystem, but dry air, needless to say, can go 30, 40 feet without, and still be viable, still be infectious.
So in other words, if we have a day with very low humidity, we should be maintaining additional distance. Do I understand that correctly?
That's correct. My wife and I use our app, and this is a free public service. I mean, we've spent millions of dollars in R&D. It's free and has been, by the way. It's called Wello Watch. And what we call red days, these are days that are very dry, and you'll recognize them, but you won't always perfectly recognize them. Some beautiful days can be very dry days, and all that dryness goes into the indoor humidity. Wherever you were last night, if it was within 50 miles of me, we have the same indoor humidity. That's a big surprise. It's almost like indoor weather. That's when virus spreads, is when it's dry. And so my wife and I do not go to grocery store or what few things we even do on green days, on red days. On yellow days, it's a little iffy, but on green days, we have no problem keeping 6 foot distance. And that's where the spread happened in Mardi Gras. That's where it happened in Seattle. It all happened on dry days. And if you know New Orleans, I mean, we've all been there. It's humid. It's like Houston. But those 2 days around Mardi Gras were what we call spread days or red days. So the transmission of virus, if there was one or two COVID-19 sufferers there, they might have been having a good time, but they were spreading.
That free app you mentioned is called Wello Watch, and it's for iPhone or Android?
That's correct. It's free. You don't give us your email. You don't give us a credit card. It's free. It's got a map. Go to the map tab, pinch it. You'll see the world in terms of how the indoor air would be in any part of that area. And just know that in the DFW area, it's just about all the same. And we can graph it, and we can show you exactly what a graph would look like if you were to have a little sensor in your house, like a Nest, like I have a Nest here, or a bunch of Nests, and the graph would be the same. We predict it, and we also forecast it, so you can see a day or two ahead.
Let me just say thank you to you and your company for providing that free app at a time when we can really use a tool like that. And let me ask you also, from the recent trends you've seen, Mr. Heller, in the number of cases locally, is there anything that jumps out at you right now?
Well, nothing jumps out at me because the testing, and we watch this very carefully, the testing obviously is flawed. I'm the measurement guy. I'm a biomedical engineer. And the testing is not consistent. So when it goes up, that could be from more testing. When it goes down, that could be from less testing. So that's not indicative. Hopefully, it'll get better. But this I can tell you is that there are going to be, in the summer, just looking back over all the calendars from Seattle to Maine to Dallas, Texas, that it's going to be a lot of green days. You'll probably have 5 or 10 at most red days come this 3 months of summer. And therefore, you're not going to see the spreading like what we've seen blossom out of some of these events like Mardi Gras and the Senior Living Place in Seattle. And, you know, New York City has had a ton of red days. And so if you get the crowding down and you pay attention to these factors, you will see, hopefully, a pretty significant turn down for the summer. Bad news is fall and winter, if we don't have this under control, and I'm not sure that we really can fully get it under control, you'll see it start blossoming again. And all those red little red dots will turn into big red dots. And we're going to be back to where we are. So the vaccine, you know, God willing, you know, bring it on.
So the big takeaway here is that we are hoping for a whole lot of humidity here in North Texas.
Yep, and we love it. And the RH outside, the relative humidity outside, is meaningless. Look at dew point and try to make sure that the dew point is above 65 degrees. I can't explain it here easily on the phone, but dew point is the key. If you want to go play tennis, be under 65 degrees. Be careful. If you want to go, you know, run or bike, if you want to go into a building, be over 65 degrees with this COVID. Direct message me for more information. I'm R.I.K. Heller. I'm all over the place. And we're, our website where this is WelloInc.com. We do other things of commercial value, but this is something we do as a public service.
Get the Wello Watch app, put it on your phone. It's a great tool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.